Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, is sitting across the table from me. She has a microphone. It's time for Cultural Continuum. Hi there, Joanne.
Good morning, Steve.
We begin with an event. Actually, it got underway earlier this week, the Morningside Branch Library. It had been closed for months and months. They closed down in October. The building was built, I think, probably late 60s, early 70s by the look of things. They revamped the whole interior of the building, from stem to stern, from pillar to post, as it were. They had a grand reopening, and now the what is called the Morningside Branch Library Reopening Week. Patrons can visit not only the Morningside Public Library, but also the Wilbur Elfs downtown, all three locations. If you have overdue fines, they will be forgiven. It's like an amnesty, as they're having a rebirth of the Morningside Branch. It's a rebirth for anyone who has overdue books. So you can bring them back from the week of today, or actually Monday. It begins Monday and continues through next week, June 15th. So more information on that, you can find it at SiouxCityLibrary.org.
Sioux City Food Truck Fridays will continue each Friday from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and it will continue, if you miss it today, through August 23rd, and that is at the new Pearl Street Park in downtown Sioux City. Food and drink vendors, their trucks are parked on site. Wide variety of menu options, but of course, you can visit the Sioux City Food Truck Friday's Facebook page for more information.
Here's a kind of an interesting and a weird thing that's happening. It's departing from the Sergeant Floyd Monument in Sioux City. Actually, I think they took off already, some of them. It's called Relay Iowa. It's basically a relay race across the whole state. Teams of up to 12 people will run starting this morning through Sunday. So it's 3 days, two nights, covering the 339 miles across the state, wrapping up in Dubuque Sunday afternoon. It's kind of like Ragbri, but on foot, but you don't have to do the whole thing by yourself, I guess.
Right, because it's teams.
Right, relay teams. So go to relaya.org. Probably too late to get registered this morning, but maybe you can see some people take off. Or maybe you're interested in next year's Relay Iowa.
Absolutely fascinating. The Dorothy Pico Nature Center will be hosting Music Around the Campfire, and that's tonight. It goes from 7 to 8:30. The event will feature folk and bluegrass musicians as the Nature Center kicks off its summer of activities. This event is free and open to the public.
Lamar's Community Theater is going into the final weekend of Our Town. You can see that tonight or tomorrow night at 7:30, or the final Sunday matinee performance, which will be at 2 o'clock. Go to lamarslive.org for more information on Our Town and the good people of Grover's Corners.
The Betty Strong Encounter Center will host Cookie Decorating Fun for Flag Day with Eileen McCormick. That'll be on Sunday. It goes from 1 to 3 p.m. in the center's activity room. The event will welcome families and friends to use a variety of materials to create personalized sugar cookies that celebrate our nation's flag. Admission, materials, cookies, all free.
Oh, I like the sound of that. The Martha Washington chapter of the DAR, the Daughters of the American Revolution, will be hosting a rededication ceremony for the Old Missouri River Trail Memorial. This was a memorial that they made, and then everybody forgot about it, and then they just recently returned to or picked it back up again. That rededication ceremony will be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Sunday at War Eagle Park. The monument was originally dedicated in 1929, then the Depression, World War II.
I think it just kind of fell by the wayside, like many things, if there's not attention given to it. So it's really exciting that this has, you know, gotten some new energy and excitement around it, because it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
We are
and
now
that trail
in the
is thousands and thousands of years old.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's back again now. The municipal band is starting, and so the municipal band is going to be hosting its annual Flag Day celebration, and that'll be on Sunday. It's at 7:30 p.m. in the Grandview Park Bandshell. It's a free program, all kinds of patriotic standards, classics from films. You get to sing along. It's just a wonderful evening there in Grandview Park.
And kind of a side deal with that, the Sioux City Public Museum has 100 years of municipal bands, and that is on display through the end of July, and the Sioux City Municipal Band going into its 100th year this year.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar's Community Theater, we just mentioned they're wrapping up Our Town. They'll be holding auditions starting next week for their newest production. It'll be called Rumors, or it's called Rumors. The auditions will be on Monday and Tuesday, June 10th and 11th, 7 o'clock both nights at the LCT Postal Playhouse. The play has 5 male parts and 5 female parts available. Rehearsals begin on July 8th. Performances will take place from the 16th through the 25th of August. Go to lamarslive.org for more information on auditions for Rumors.
The Dickinson County Conservation Board is going to be hosting the Nature Tots program for children ages 2 to 5 every second Wednesday of each month, and it starts June 13th. And there are available time slots at 9 o'clock, 10:30, and 1:30 p.m. The themes for this year include fire, be nature aware, and let's get muddy. Wonderful opportunity up there in Dickinson County.
Now, if you were one of the folks who has damaged or has suffered some damage from floods, Siouxland Salvation Army wants you to know there are still flood cleanup kits available to pick up at its Disaster Resource Center. That is located at 1415 Villa Avenue in Sioux City. If you've been affected by recent floods, the center is open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Camp High Hopes is going to host Rib Fest 2019, and that's going to be on Saturday, June 22nd. So mark your calendars. It does go from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at Sioux City's Battery Park, and Rib Fest can accommodate up to 30 teams who will compete in two categories, ribs and chicken. So you can learn a lot more at camphighhopes.com, but they are looking to start getting those teams together for the event that doesn't take place until June 22nd.
Right. They need the people. Otherwise, the people will show up and there won't be any food for them.
There won't be any ribs or chicken.
Exactly. That would be the worst barbecue fest ever.
Right.
Back to the Hard Rock, though, for next Saturday, the first annual Hard Rock in Harmony with the Conservatory of Music Fest will be Saturday. It'll be from 6 in the evening until 10 o'clock at Battery Park at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. The evening will feature busking, which a lot of people don't know that word.
That's
busking.
True. Yeah.
It just means somebody outside playing usually a guitar, sometimes a banjo, a mandolin, a saxophone, whatever they happen to play, sometimes singing. So that's busking. If you see somebody with a guitar case open up playing guitar and singing and offering you the opportunity to give them tips, that is busking. Anyway, there will be busking, a music contest, and a tasting contest. And that is all we have this week for Cultural Continuum. But that event is, again, going to be at Battery Park next week for Sioux City Conservatory of Music, who, incidentally, are opening up the Abe stage for the Saturday in the Park Festival this year.
Yes,
so
they
that's
are.
Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That will do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. I want to thank Joanne Fox for helping out this morning, as she often does. And we also want to welcome to the program our new Jorge Quesada. His name happens to be Dylan Ferguson, and this is his first ever week as the executive producer of Cultural Continuum. So we appreciate that very much, and he did a fine job. So thank you for tuning in this morning. I'm going to leave you with music that they might perform with the municipal band this Sunday evening. It's for their Flag Day deal. It's George M. Cohen's You're a Grand Old Flag. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Steve Smith.